This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, home of the Super Bowl champion Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, across the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the Internet and satellite. And a special shout-out goes to our active duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS firefighters and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, keeping us free and safe. To everybody that's out there working right now on the Third Watch, regardless of what you're doing, how you're doing, or why you're doing it, thanks for keeping America moving along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also over on MeWe, the Captain's America Third Watch. We're also now on Gab, Captain, C-A-P-T-M-A-T-T, Bruce, R-E-T, Captain Matt Bruce, retired, all abbreviated. And we're also going to be on Parler. Once that comes back, it's going to be back sooner rather than later, I think. And we're on Twitter at Captain's America. Now, don't forget our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And joining us right now, we have the man, the myth, the legend, the guy that said it couldn't be done, Ron Edwards. Hello.
Good morning, Captain.
Welcome to the world champion, Title Town, Tampa, Florida, home of the Super Bowl winning Bucks. Okay, I'll stop.
And congratulations.
Yeah, yeah. There's a lot of people that said it couldn't be done. A lot of people. And they were in shock because one person that's a friend of mine says, Kansas City 37-10. I said, you're kidding me, right? Nope. I says, believe it or not, 31 points will be all anybody will get. And they may not get that. And they said, well, how come that? I said, because the first time the score was 27-24, Kansas City, with the Bucks with the ball down on the 3-yard line, and Brady threw an interception.
Now, remember, I told you before the game, was it Saturday?
Yep.
I think. I told you that Tampa was going to win.
Yep.
I knew it. And I told you why. I gave you my theory.
Yep.
As to what led up to that through the season. Yep.
Yep. All right, let's say the pledge and get rolling. You ready?
Yep, let's do it.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United, States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, a great country, was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Now, not to be forgotten about here, we've got, and I need to mention this first because this came out after you and I talked about our talking points. The president has come out and said he wants all of the U.S. attorneys to resign, which is normal. Usually presidents in the past have done that. Donald Trump didn't do it, and he got bit by not doing it. He should have done it and didn't. Now, here's the other part of this. He says he's going to fire anybody who doesn't resign. Now, Mr. Durham, who is the U.S. attorney, I believe, out of Connecticut, he is going to resign, but he remains as the special prosecutor on this Russiagate investigation.
Yeah, he does remain, and I find that very interesting. And I'm just surprised that it has taken this long to figure out the obvious. in his investigation. I guess it's a way to keep a paycheck coming, but it is what it is. I don't know what's going to ever come of that. The world's longest investigation, I guess. But good for him.
Yeah, they're going to point a few fingers, and there's going to be a little of this and a little of that. But nobody's going to jail. They really aren't.
Yeah.
I mean, unfortunately, you've got the culture there in Washington, D.C. They can do anything they want in Washington, D.C. and get away with it, unfortunately.
Yeah, and it's been the case, and it continues. You and I used to talk about that, and I was looking at it from a position of justice and right and wrong. And
yep.
You were telling me, no, they're not going to go to jail. I'm like,
it's because they're exempt. They're exempt from their own laws. And by the way, they can say anything they want, and this is not right. They can say anything they want from the steps of the Capitol and inside that chamber, whether it's the House or the Senate, and not be held accountable.
Absolutely. Especially.
That's wrong, Ron. That's wrong.
Oh, of course it's wrong. And especially on the Democrat side. Now, Republicans can say something and they will get in big heap of trouble.
Yep.
I do notice that. And they'll even can their own. They'll even eat their own on the Republican side. The Democrats, they stick together, and it's like they're justice proof.
All right, let's get over here to what the governor of Wyoming said, because this was important. Wyoming was doing quite well when it came to oil and gas. They had leases on federal land. Obviously, a lot of shale oil going on up there, money coming into Wyoming, and they've lost all of that. And it's going to literally destroy the economy in Wyoming. There aren't enough green jobs in Wyoming for anybody under any circumstances.
And there never will be enough green jobs. It's an impossible technology to achieve the goal of what they say. And they know it. They know it. It's a big hoax. And it's sad to see not only in Wyoming but in other great states, you're going to see a huge downturn in the economy. Lots of people who are gaining great jobs, raising themselves up by their own bootstraps and hard work. Great opportunities out there, all gone, like you said. And not only in Wyoming, but elsewhere throughout this country. You're going to see indirect results of maybe a million jobs or more.
Yeah, because, and I know what they're going to say in Wyoming. They're going to say, well, you got Elk Mountain, you got all that wind up there. Yep, you do. And by the way, would you like to see the roofs blown off the buildings? The trees that have been blown away? Would you like to see the windmills they tried to put up there and they blew apart because it's so windy up there? Anyway, we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The
old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Whenever those on the political left say they support equal opportunities or equal rights, do not believe them. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards on today's page from the Edwards Notebook. Recently, White House occupier Joe Biden issued an executive order that allows anyone born male to participate on women's sports teams and to compete against women athletes for any reason they drum up. Biden's ill-conceived executive order is a premier example of the unrelenting hypocrisy that is such a major part of how the leftists live and want to force upon all of society. It is the left who demands fairness, especially for women, or they used to until other special interest groups became more important in the mission of leftists to further balkanize our society. Those born male who are too weak or not skilled enough to compete in male athletics should not be allowed to impede the ability of authentic female athletes to win competitions and awards. Men and women are different in ways that matter in athletics. Thus, it's only right to have women's only teams in competition and male only teams in competition. Even you leftists should be able to figure that out. I'm Ron Edwards. Check out the RonEdwards.com.
And you know something? That leads us right straight into the segment coming in here with Ron Edwards. And by the way, don't forget that I'm going to be down Saturday at the Two Guys Gun Show in Sarasota at Robarts Arena. Now, the gun show opens at 9 on Saturday. They're there till 5. I'm there from 10 to 2. And then also coming up on Sunday, they're there from 9 to 3. To find out more and to get a discount on your ticket, go to the website, twoguysshows.com. Print out the little discount ticket they got there. You'll save some money by getting the ticket off the website, twoguysshows.com. And I'll see you there in Sarasota at Robarts Arena Saturday. Saturday, 10 a.m. All right, back to Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. Good morning again.
Good morning again.
Now, that's a perfect segue into what we were going to talk about with Nikki Haley, who called Joe Biden's executive order about transgender athletics an attack on women's rights. Well, duh.
Well, here we go again. You know, the left always says that they're for women and their rights and their opportunities and their everything. But then when you have transgender people saying, well, I guess I want to be a girl. Any hots on a girl's track team, for example. Well, on average, even a weaker male is going to defeat an average, even fast female in sports. That's just the way it is.
So I've been told.
Biology, folks. And so I just find this very hypocritical, very evil, and women across America should be waking up to this. I know a lot of women are more leftist leaning in their politics and things of that nature because of other issues, but they need to take a clear look at this kind of a situation, especially mothers out there. If you really care about your daughters, and see what the left is doing by promoting groups like transgender and all of that. You can choose your sex. You can be a boy Monday and a girl on Wednesday and just hop on into your nearest local school track team with girls. It's crazy, Captain.
Yeah.
And going into bathrooms, the whole nine yards. Yeah. It is an attack on women's rights.
Who is the current Secretary of Department of Transportation?
Transportation.
He was a mayor? Buttigieg.
Oh, yeah, that guy. That's why I forgot.
All right.
Forgettable individual.
Yeah, the reason I'm bringing him up is because there's a plan in place right now where if you want to get on a plane, if you want to get on a train, if you want to get on a bus, you're going to have to take a COVID test to begin with. Okay?
This is history making. Never before. More people get the flu every year than the Corona China virus.
Yep.
More people die from the flu every year.
Yep.
Than the Corona China virus.
Yep.
This is about control. This is about something else beyond concern about the spread of a scandemic. This is some deep stuff here.
Yep.
And people need to watch out.
Mm-hmm.
And it, you know, you have to be tested to go here, to go there.
Okay.
And then what's the next thing, Captain? You didn't get your vaccine?
Yeah. No,
you cannot do this. You cannot do that.
Let's take a caller. I'm not sure where this is coming from. Good morning, caller. What's your name and where are you calling me from?
This is Bart from Live Oak.
Hi there. How are you?
Good. Hello, the transgender deal with the boys playing girls sports. Have these boys started dating boys? Have they really gone over the top? Are they queers now or what's the deal?
All right. Well, we'll try to answer that for you. I don't have an answer for that, do you?
No, I really don't. But it brings the question, though. I mean, it brings in a whole situation that doesn't need to be. Seriously. It just shows you how far the left wants to go in this country.
Let me point out something from Eric coming in out of the chat room. He says, if according to the left, science is real, and this is really good, listen to this, why the denial of XX and XY, those are the genes, the chromosomes,
right.
They must be science deniers too. Good point, Eric. Good point.
I love it. Thank you, Eric. It completely explains it. But it just drills down. When you drill down, it just goes to show the hypocrisy of the left and the damaging mission of the left. It's not about science or anything. When you get into reality, it's about breaking down the norms of society. And that's a very good way to destroy your country, by the way.
Speaking of destroying your country, the $15 minimum wage we were told that was out, the federal wage is back in, the stimulus bill put in there by the House Progressive Caucus from the Democratic Party. Now, it may not last it through the Senate, at least it's beginning to look like that, but it's still, they stuck back in what wasn't going to be there to begin with.
You know something, if you're really concerned about raising people out of poverty, hey, why not allow the economy to grow the way it was growing under Donald Trump, instead of getting rid of all of the wonderful policies that created the fastest economic growth in our nation's history. You don't need these kind of stimulatory tactics like a $15 minimum wage and all of that, because then you end up wiping out jobs, by the way, especially jobs that teenagers, you know, people starting out, restaurants and things of that nature, low-skilled labor. And, you know, life is a ladder, Captain. It is not. You don't just start at in the middle. You start at the bottom and you work your way up. That's normal. And to wipe all of that out and say, well, everyone has to have a minimum wage of $15 or more, that's just another way of wiping out a whole lot of jobs.
Now, did you hear about Benjamin Netanyahu? He was sitting in court yesterday for his corruption trial. He spent 20 minutes there, and he finally said,
he pled not guilty.
No, he pled not guilty. He says, I've had enough, got up and walked out.
I don't blame them.
Me neither.
They're going after him. They're going after him in the same unfair way that they were going after Donald Trump. It's just craziness. It's politics. It's not about law. It's about politics. People that disagree with the policies of Netanyahu and the people that disagree with the policy of Donald Trump, that's why they really went after both of those gentlemen. They were doing some very great things, and hopefully they're not going to unravel the policies that Trump was starting in the Middle East, because if it does, you're going to see a whole lot of trouble brewing in the not-too-distant future.
Now, let's not leave something out of the mix here. ICE has been told pretty much to stand down, that they can't deport the people that they're arresting. They actually want the local police and sheriff to get involved in that, and then they want to take them to detention centers and hold them there. They've opened up and spent, there's some $300 million in this stimulus package to open up these detention centers again and get them all set up so they can keep the people there. By the way, this is where they, quote, keep them in cages?
Yeah, children especially. Mm-hmm. Now, I did hear, I don't know if this is true, I think it was on Newsmax, one of the networks, that might have been One American News, that 29,000 people coming across the border have escaped into the country.
That's true. And there was a rancher that was on the property where the border wall came up and then it stopped and it was wide open. He said, they're coming across here. We can't. He says, I see them all the time. He says, I can't do anything about it. They don't have enough people to take care of it.
What a darn shame. But this is another tactic of the left, Joe Biden and down, to fundamentally transform our nation.
That's right, but they've changed the mission of ICE. We're running out of time. ICE is no longer going to go after the immigration. They're going to be part of national security, going after national security risks.
Yeah, right.
ICE. Yep.
Sad, man. Sad.
Talk to you on Thursday, my friend.
Absolutely. Take care.
All right. That's Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. And when we come back, we'll have Brooks Talks America. That's the Brookster, the little old Brookster, the red-haired Brookster, the Brookster that likes to mix it upster, that Brookster. I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
Buy shotgun. Buy shotgun.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Lawyers for former President Trump criticized the impeachment case against him as political theater. In a 78-page brief filed Monday, Trump's lawyer David Schoen and Bruce Castor argue that the case is unconstitutional because Trump is no longer in office and therefore it must be dismissed. Democrat Representative Katie Porter of California.
So one of the arguments that President Trump made is that, you know, he can't be subject to criminal prosecution. But that makes it all the more important that we use the tools the Constitution has provided.
The Senate trial begins Tuesday. Authorities in Pinellas County, Florida, and the FBI are looking for an unknown individual that attempted to hack the city of Oldsmar water treatment plant system. Officials said that an individual hacked a computer for the water treatment facility and increased the amount of lye and sodium hydroxide by more than 100 times the normal amount. Someone at the plant noticed the change and immediately fixed it. Thank you for listening. It's well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100, and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. And this portion of the conversation I'm about to have with Brooke Emery from BrookTalksAmerica.com is brought to you by our friends at Moss Acura. Now, if you love the feel of the high-end SUV, you're going to love Moss Acura. Because you see, the powertrain and technology of the Acura lineup is better than ever. And the flagship MDX Sport Utility has had a complete refresh that's made this great SUV far and away the leader in its class. Now, the MDX has a new, more rigid body, double wishbone suspension, and it starts out with 345 horsepower, plus some amazing creature features like quilted leather seats, front seat massagers, and boy, does that feel fantastic. Now, the Moss Acura Group also offers home and office pickup and delivery. Their lease programs are some of the best in the industry, and your Moss Acura comes with Moss Care with free oil changes and tire rotations for life. Plus, they honor those who have served our country in the You Serve, You Save program for active military, for veterans, first responders, and pastors, too. They're located on North Ford Avenue, right next door to Moss Nissan. Check them out online, Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. That'll save you a bunch more money. Don't forget to say that. The captain sent me. Well, the captain sent for Brooke. And who appeared, I say? It's Brooke.
Good morning.
All right. Well, we're going to start talking about the Dems and the Teachers Union. And who gave the most money to the Democratic Party last year?
Well, you just said it, the teachers union.
And it was not just by a few pennies or a few dollars or maybe even a few thousand dollars. $232 million to all the Democratic campaigns.
Just shocking.
It's unbelievable.
It's heartbreaking.
Yeah. And
those are the people that are in charge of, quote unquote, teaching our children.
Yeah. And how's that working out for the teachers? What are they getting out of this?
The teachers? Oh, my gosh.
Not
well,
much.
Well, I don't know. I mean, you're right, because you know who makes out great is the administrators in the local districts.
Bingo.
Not the teachers. Yeah. It's amazing, really. Is just what's happening. Because I know you're referencing the Chicago Teacher Union.
Correct.
I don't know. Well, also the L.A. County, remember?
Right.
And then I think it was a teacher from, quote, you know, everything is in air quotes when you talk about most of these teachers, but it's from New Mexico. It was over there in Cabo, you know, doing videos about how you have to stay closed for school, and she's over on vacation in Cabo. The Chicago Teachers Union in particular, they were protesting a few years ago, probably 8 years ago, something like that.
Yep.
And they were protesting for more money, right? One of the teachers that was out there, now it could be SEIU, it could not even be teachers, maybe it could just be union members from other things, just, you know, making bulk of people to make the impression. The sign was wrong. So the sign was spelled wrong for a teacher who wants more money.
Uh-huh.
And here's the thing, the reality of what's happening with schools, you know who's sending their kids to school in person? Rich people.
Mm.
Yeah. So the rich people, including, by the way, pediatricians. Yeah. There was a video, I think it was on MSNBC. So the rich people are sending, Newsom is sending his kids in person. The rich people are sending their kids, and who's going to suffer the worst? It's the people that the Democrats claim to care about. It's always, always the same.
Yeah, by the way, I've got some news for some of us that remember a group called the Supremes. Mary Wilson, the co-founder of the Supremes, is dead at age 76. Wilson. She was, you know, watching the Supremes. I remember that just like it was yesterday. They were good. Yeah. Stop in the name of love. Oh, never mind.
Yeah.
Don't get me going. All right. Listen, I want to talk. I want to talk about the Supreme
Court. I don't think that's how it sounded, Matt. Just saying.
No, it wasn't. I want to talk about the Supreme Court. They suspended California's ban on indoor religious services by a vote of 6-3.
Yeah, but there's still only 25%.
Yeah.
And you still can't sing. So thank you, Amy Coney Barrett, the supposed Catholic.
But can you hum?
Yeah. It's
with a mask on.
25%, but you can riot 100%. Yeah. Matt, you're killing the audience. Okay? It's too early for that.
We have fun when we get together. You know that.
Yeah, I know. That's ode to joy. So, yeah, but you can't sing, but you can riot 100%. So if you just call it a peaceful protest riot for Black Lives Matter, then you can riot. I mean, you can sing. So, yeah. I mean, really, like, you know, this is getting biblical.
Right.
Everything in this country is upside down. You know, Black Lives Matter is getting got a Nobel Peace Prize nomination. Meanwhile, Trump has five. Probably won't get it for making peace in the Middle East. You know, it's stunning. It's stunning. You know, Kerry has to fly private across the world, thousands of miles to pick up an award in order to fight climate change. So, you know, everything is upside down.
Well, I'm John Kerry, and I'm special because I have a ketchup name in my background, and I can fly in my private plane, and nobody knows I'm there.
Yeah,
okay, Now, listen, I got to mention something here because you mentioned, everything's upside down. It is. But, folks, we can help you decipher what's going on because next Tuesday, February the 16th at 6:30 p.m., the doors open at 6 at Mugs on Omerton Road at 53rd in Largo. Guess what? Where do we go from here? Well, there's going to be a whole bunch of us over there going to tell you where we go from here and what you can do because it's still all about we the people, and you have got to get involved. Now is the time. It's now or never, as they say.
Well, and not only that, but I made a challenge. It was either last week or the week before.
Mm-hmm.
Does everybody listening to the show know who their supervisor of elections is?
Probably not.
If not, what are you doing?
That's right.
I guarantee you, tweeting on going on Twitter is fun. I do it all the time. I love to war. That's not doing anything. Going on Facebook, not doing anything. I guarantee you the left is mobilized and activated, and they know who they're going to run for school board.
Sure.
And by the way, here's a big, big deal. Donate to your local Republican party. Take away the money from the RNC. I know a lot of people are like, oh, I'm not giving any more money. That's fine. Don't give to the RNC. Keep it local.
That's right.
You know, you're in Pinellas, I guess, you know, to the Pinellas County Republican Party. So I'm in Hillsborough, Republican Executive Committee of Hillsborough. Take it away from all of those consultants.
Well,
Tampa. You'll see the change. Okay, yes, but your show's in Tampa, but you live in Pinellas. But the point is that if you keep
your
money local.
But I donated in Tampa, dear.
Okay, I'm glad. But you live in Pinellas, Matt. Okay, I get what you're saying. Anyway,
yeah, I know.
So you need to do that, though, okay? And here's the reality, okay? We are in triage, and the body of America has gangrene, okay? Mm-hmm. And they're chipping off piece by piece by piece.
Mm-hmm.
So I know everybody's frustrated. No, you know, I'm so frustrated that I can't even think straight, okay? But these are some action items that you can do. Everybody listening needs to go and find out who your local supervisor of elections is, where your supervisor office is, and get them to know your face. Get them to know your name, okay? Let them know you're watching them. We have a good team here in Hillsborough County, and the SOA knows when they show up, oh, they don't like it. That's what you want, okay? And by the way, Hillsborough got $3 million from Zuckerberg. How much did your SOE get? What kind of money do you have from Smartmatic, I forget the other company, all these, you know, these groups and everything like that? You need to know that because that's right. It is in your hands, but, you know, they're active all the time. They don't rest.
And we're going to try to help people out next Tuesday at Mugs at 6:30. All right. Now, let me just mention something here real quick. Gas is up under Biden. There's no doubt about
it. Of course.
I'm looking at oil. Brent crude is at $60.56 a barrel. Right now, the one-year forecast for oil is out to $66. West Texas crude up to $57.97. Gasoline, let's see here. Where is it? It's up another 2 cents a gallon. So, you know, watch for your gasoline prices to go up again. By the way, they have gone up 20 cents in the last 2 weeks. I said 2 weeks.
Yeah. It went from like two and small change to 2.49 here.
That's right. Yep.
Yeah. By the way, okay, so what does that mean? Right? Mm-hmm. It's not just gas, because they have to pay more for gas. The trucker's got to pay more. The manufacturer's got to pay more. Every single solitary thing is going to go up. The farmers have to pay more.
Freight goes up.
Everything.
Freight goes up.
Everything goes up. The price of your food goes up.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, look, people are seeing that this is a facade. You don't need 30,000 troops to install a duly elected president. Okay, so everybody sees that this is a scam. It'll be interesting to see what people do about it.
Yep.
But, you know, it's they're not going to be happy with it. And from what I understand, you know, I didn't watch the game. I know you did, but that they got booed. The Biden junta and his spousal unit booed at the game. So
they
that's
did.
Good.
They
good.
Did.
Good. Yeah,
unlike what happened to our last president when he showed up. He got cheered. Boy, did he get cheered. But anyway, it is what it is. Now, we'll be back with Brooke from Brooke Talks America. Going to talk about Senator Richard Shelby, Republican in Alabama, going to retire. Who might take his place? We'll get back with more. Don't go nowhere.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. Here's just one example of what you can get with a free subscription from Avid Market Highlights Report. With gold prices hitting new highs in 2020, investors are just beginning to push into junior gold miner stocks. And we want to send you research that can position you to win with this red-hot gold stock opportunity in the market. Text WIN to 4
8542 for more info on gold miner investment opportunities now with your free subscription to Market Highlights Report. Text the word WIN to 48542 and have this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the winningest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word WIN to 48542. Text WIN to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text WIN to 48542.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
And thank you very much, Donna Fiducia. Now, she lives up the road a tad bit in Georgia, Carrollton, Georgia, which is just up the road a little bit from Fort Benning, Georgia. And a big hoo-ah out there to everybody in Fort Benning, Georgia, listening to us right now. By the way, special shout out to KKVV, Las Vegas, Nevada. Thanks very much to all the great people out there. And a very special shout out to our newest affiliate, AM660 WMIC FM 95.3 in Sandusky, Michigan, the thumb of Michigan. And we appreciate all you folks up there tuning in. Now, I'm back with BrookTalksAmerica.com. But before I get to that, I got to tell you all about Dominic's Blinds and Decor down in Sarasota, located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh. Now, all their blind shades and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They are a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. Don't forget, Dominic's, unlike the big box stores, will offer installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs. And you can stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store. Don't forget, All military and first responders get a discount on your purchases at Dominique's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road, Sarasota. Give them a call, 941-922-2345, 941-922-2345, and tell them the captain sent you. All right, we're back with Brooke from Brooke Talks America. Hello, Brooke Talks America.
That's me. Good morning.
That's you, and you talk to America. Now, and by the way, good morning to George. Good morning to George,
good morning,
your godfather.
George.
Yep. He's saying Democrats are rich people telling poor people that feel that rich people are making them poor. Oh, that's
oh
a good one.
God.
That's true.
Well, here's the here's the thing. If by their logic that they always say, oh, Republicans are for the rich, Republicans are for keeping the rich, then by default, Democrats are for keeping the poor people poor.
Right. Duh. Right.
Yep.
Okay. Alabama, Republican Senator Richard Shelby, who's been around for a long time. He has been a Trump supporter. He's been in Donald Trump's corner more than once on several key issues. I got an idea. He says he's going to retire. I believe he means spell out his term. Why don't you retire early and let that Republican governor appoint a Republican senator, then have someone in place to where in a couple of years, 2022, you have the election. You've already got somebody that's a Republican in office.
I agree. And please, nobody like Roy Moore.
No, oh no.
Just saying.
Yeah.
I think they did him dirty, but I do think he was a weirdo.
Mm-hmm.
Please, yes. We'll see what happens. Hopefully they don't take Alabama like they took Georgia.
Well, no, I don't believe so. Not because we just saw what happened. No, we just saw what happened in Alabama with Tommy Tuberville and what happened there. He destroyed Jones, but Jones made a couple of big mistakes along the way. Okay, let's move on to deportation, because we heard ICE is no longer going to be working in immigration and what they used to do along the border. Now their mission is going to be tasked to national security.
Yeah, oh my God.
So they're going to look the other way now? Is that what we're doing?
Yeah, and by the way, isn't there a thing called Posse Comitatus, and now they have 30,000 troops on the streets of D.C.?
Yeah,
doesn't that directly violate?
Well, then, wait a minute. They don't have that many in the streets of D.C.
Same thing, though. Yeah, so we can't have troops on the border because of Posse Comitatus, but we can have troops lining to protect the corrupt politicians from the people that they serve. Okay, here's the thing. So what are they not going to prosecute? DUI. Okay, I'm so glad if you're an American citizen and your child is either murdered or maimed, or you're a family member by an illegal DUI, right? Or a rapist. These are the kind of like legit psychotic ideas from the left.
Stop. Rape is a violent crime. They should go to jail immediately.
They're not, though.
Right.
But this is what I'm saying.
I know.
They don't care about America.
Mm-hmm.
They don't care about American citizens. You know, that is so atrocious. They have people who this is the thing that makes me so furious. And by the way, the Republicans are horrible. Some Republicans are horrible on this issue, too. This open borders crowd, I mean, really, seriously, I don't even understand it. But it's just infuriating. And, you know,
I'm with you.
Yeah. The idea that you're going to, like, stop deportations for people like this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, stop deportations for a summa cum laude who, you know, came over here. I worked with a girl in an accounting firm, and she was unbelievable. She was in California. She said she was sticking with her pops or whatever it was with her family when she was nine. She came from Mexico or Central America, something like that. Grew up, was working in an accounting firm. Amazing person. I would love to have her stay. I would sponsor her myself.
Mm-hmm.
That's not the kind of people that they want.
No.
And why is it that there's not outrage? I mean, if you want to riot about something, this is something to riot about.
Mm-hmm.
Where is BLM? BLM wants this. It's psychotic, seriously. And this is what I say. Let's give a map of all the Democrat donors. Give all the illegals a map. Go there. Go to their house. Seriously.
Mm-hmm.
Then you see the. Listen, if Karen, something happens to Karen's kid, you'll see it change.
Mm-hmm.
Watch. Yeah.
You're right.
This is something that makes me absolutely furious. This open borders, this immigration thing makes me crazy.
Okay. Today is impeachment day number two. There's nobody out there. No, wait a minute. There's nobody out there that thinks that he's going to be convicted. They might try to censor him, but there's nobody out there who thinks that's going to happen either. And Mick Mulvaney, who is the former chief of staff, said that in his opinion, there's no chance of stopping Donald Trump from running again if he wants to. I don't think he's going to.
Oh, my gosh. If you have connections to President Trump, please call me. Please get in touch with me. I want to help you work. I want to help you with this. You need messaging. You need a guerrilla warfare squad to help you with this. Seriously, because what they've done already is atrocious, and you need me. You need me from Strategic Communications because your team is not helping you. And get rid of Jared Kushner, by the way. Yeah.
He's up for the Nobel Peace Prize.
Oh, my God, Jared. Yeah. No,
now, there is one other little thing here. Yesterday, Mr. Tesla came out and said he would like to go get together with Donald Trump and start a big media company. Elon Musk.
Really?
Yep, he said that.
I have been talking about this ever since all that stuff. Elon Musk could save the world. Truly, he could save the world. Mm-hmm. He could create every, you know, I talk about my conservative marketplace for mm-hmm. everything. I've been talking mm-hmm. about that for months and months and months before any of this stuff started because I knew they would come out for banking and social media. But it's not just that. It's email. It's payment processing.
Okay.
It's banking. It's everything.
Okay.
He can save the free world because he went with the censorship.
It's BrookTalksAmerica.com. BrookTalksAmerica.com. Go there to the website. See all the things that are going on. And her show is heard on my flagship station right here in Tampa Saturday nights at 7 p.m. BrookTalksAmerica.com. And I'll see you later.
All right. God bless troops. Take care.
Right, that's Brooks Emery, BrookTalksAmerica.com. Now, you know, folks, I'm going to say this again. First of all, let me tell you where I'm going to be today. Today for lunch, I'll be at Mission Barbecue over on West Waters Avenue here in Tampa with the gang that we have over there. You're welcome to stop by and have lunch with the captain at Mission Barbecue, West Waters Avenue, just east of the Veterans Expressway at the north end of the airport runway there. But coming up next Tuesday, there's something you also want to be made aware of. We're going to have the Tampa Bay Trump Club, and it's still the Tampa Bay Trump Club. It's going to have a meeting at Mugs, Ulmerton 53rd in the ICOT Center there. The title of the meeting is going to be, Where Do We Go From Here? Now, you've heard me talking about this. You've heard Brooke talking about it. You've heard other people talking about it that come on this program. We the people run the show. They still work for us. They still work for us. And we are the bosses of applesauce. We have to act like it. We have to start doing what needs to be done. It all starts now. It all starts now. At the local level. The local level. Because the elections coming up in 2021 are going to be local. And by the way, these people that run for town council, city council, county legislator, state rep. Eventually they filter into maybe Congress or maybe the Senate, U.S. Senate, maybe your supervisor of elections office, maybe your secretary of state, all things that control the election reform in the state that you're living in. Think about that. Get involved. Get involved and keep it local. Keep it local because if we control the local scene, the Nationals can spit and sputter all they want, but we control who goes up the ladder to the next level, and they can't do a damn thing about it. I know we've done it. We've done it over and over again over the years. Our Tea Party groups from 2008, 2009, 2010, we were even around very active in 2011 and even 2012, and then after that we kind of went dormant for a while, but we never really went dormant. You see, because we were playing politics. We were going to places like, oh gosh, I don't know, Tallahassee, Atlanta, wherever your state capital was. We were going there, talking to the politicians face to face. All right. I'll be back tonight. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. Thanks very much for tuning in, for chiming in, for opining in. And we will be back 2 a.m. with another great edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. Be careful, stay safe, and stay warm up there in the frozen tundra. God bless America.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the health insurance hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.